a gaming headset full of LEDs, a scale that can actually read CO2 in your household, and a couple of laptops with awesome specs. But which one is better? This time on Before You Buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Hey everybody, my name is Shannon Morse. I'm the producer of Before You Buy, and this week it seems I'm the host as well. Leo Laporte is out this week. He's on vacation for the next couple of weeks, so I will be hosting for 3 weeks. Sorry, guys, you are stuck with me. Now, we have plenty of products to review, but first, if you've never watched Before You Buy before, this is TWiT's product review show, where we get people like Radford, who is joining me this week, to review all sorts of cool tech and gadgets that we bring in to TWiT. And we give them all a review of buy, try, or don't buy. So let's go ahead and start it off with Patrick's review.
Hi, I'm Patrick Delahanty, web engineer here at TWiT, and I'm reviewing the Y-Thing Smart Body Analyzer WS50. This is a sleek-looking scale that not only measures your weight, but also your heart rate, your CO2 and temperature in your home, and body fat percentage. It runs on 4 AAA batteries and can measure from 0 to 396 pounds. It takes the measurements from the scale and can upload them via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi to your smartphone. It supports iOS and Android. And you can have up to 8 user profiles on the scale, so everybody's progress on their fitness is tracked differently. By default, the readings are private, but however, you can have it email a doctor with your latest health updates or have it post to Facebook or Twitter for motivation on your weight loss. It also supports If This Then That, where you can have it do something, an email, post to Twitter, or turn on lights in your home if it does a measurement on the scale, if you hit a certain weight loss goal. It also supports blood pressure, but not all by itself on the scale. For that, you need an add-on. They do have several add-ons that work with the scale. There's the Y-Things Pulse or the Body Media Armband. And with those, you can do additional measurements such as sleep and blood pressure, which are monitored through the app. It supports both athlete and non-athlete modes. So if you work out a lot, you can have it tracked differently than if you don't. It also supports the HealthMate app, which I mentioned. And the Y-Things app will show your weight history, your fat mass, your BMI, any weight loss goals that you've set. It also monitors the CO2 in your home and the temperature over time, so you can see how that's modified. And the heart rate is also tracked in here. To try this out, I used this for 3 weeks. I really like the low-profile design. It's much better than my old scale, which was actually very difficult to clean because of rubber mats. And this has a nice glossy finish, where normally a glossy finish you'd be concerned about fingerprints. Here it's footprints. It comes with extenders for the bottom here, so if you have to place it on carpet, it will get a more accurate reading. However, my carpet in my bedroom is very thick, so I actually had to move this into my guest bathroom on a linoleum floor for this to work right. I used this for the last 3 weeks, and I loved it, and I was all set to give this a buy. It broke this morning. Now all displays is HW fault 895. I had seen the hardware fault before, but I just step off the scale, step back on, it worked fine. But as of this morning, that's all I got. It wouldn't actually weigh me. So I Googled it and discovered a lot of people have this problem. Apparently, to have this fixed, you have to open a ticket on their website, let them know what your Mac ID is, which is in the battery compartment, and then they'll exchange it for a new one. And so I've opened the ticket this morning, and it's the end of the day. I still haven't heard back. So hopefully they'll fix this, because I really like this scale, but as it is, it's just frustrating. For pros and cons, not only does it measure your weight, but it also measures body fat and heart rate. You can do weight tracking through their iPhone and Android app, and it's a very attractive compact design. For the cons, it doesn't work well on plush carpet. Also, it doesn't work at all. It's broken. So buy, try, or don't buy. I loved this scale until this morning. Even though it's $150, I was all set to give it a buy until it broke. Now it's a definite don't buy. This is a very common problem, and they really need to fix this. And hopefully they'll exchange this so I can have a scale that does work. But until then, it's a don't buy. For Before You Buy, I'm Patrick Delahanty, and this is the Why Things Smart Body Analyzer WS50.
This is so sad. It's a really nice product, but unfortunately, you didn't want to give it a buy, Patrick?
It's broken!
Hold on. I'll try it. No, it doesn't work. Of course, I probably just cracked it as well, so oh well. So that is a don't buy from Patrick. Thank you so much, Patrick. And we are going to go ahead and move on to our next review with Radford. Hi, Radford.
Hi.
Thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course, anytime. I mean, I do run the show and everything, so
yes.
I'm happy to have you.
Yeah.
Now, you have a brand new Lenovo laptop. I personally am a big fan of the IdeaPad line, mm-hmm. but I wanted to find out, what's your take on this one? Why do you like it?
Well, it's, before we get into the verdict of it all,
yeah.
I think one of the things I do like about it is the fact that it's actually very stylish. So the Idea line has always been, like, very stylish, using a lot of nice little curves, a little
yes.
bit more thicker than we're used to seeing right nowadays. But the one thing that's kind of a miss for me is that it's not touch. So it's still in the laptop
yes.
world. We're still
now, are you running Windows 8, even
yes.
though it's not
yeah.
touch?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Huh.
You know, and you know, with 8.1 around the corner, this is kind of in this weird spot where the laptop
yeah.
is kind of figuring out where it stands in the market. You know what I mean? So,
personally, I feel like it's a bit of a drawback if they don't have
yeah.
touch on a laptop now, especially with Windows 8 after I've been using it for months and months.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the cool thing about it, I mean, aside from the fact that it doesn't have touch, though, is it's running full HD. It has some, you know, power behind it. So you have a 750 GT GeForce behind it.
Oh, nice.
And it's SLI.
Cool.
So it almost seems like it's going to be a sleeper laptop, making it look like it's going to compete with, like, the big boys like Asus, which I didn't review.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which I reviewed not too long ago, right?
Yes.
But
can you game on this one?
That's the thing. And so, I mean, I'll just get straight to it. I did a test on it with 3D Mark.
Okay.
And I ran a couple of games on it, like Portal 2, you know, Patrick's favorite.
Yes.
And, you know, BioShock. But it did struggle. So, which
okay.
is kind of somewhat misleading. But again, we're looking at a 750 versus a 760 or 770.
And, of course, they're not toting this as a gaming laptop either. They're
right.
toting it as, like,
as a
multimedia
exactly.
high-end laptop.
Right. So, as a high-end laptop, I mean, it's kind of right there. I actually have some specs right over here where they talk about it.
Okay.
We're at least on the 3D Mark. And it says right now it's about, what, 10% of all results. You probably can't see this right now because it's just too small. But at some point, there you go.
Ah.
So it's 10% better than all the stuff that's been, I guess, running 3D Mark 11. So
nice.
It's a little bit slower than your standard gaming
laptop.
Take
down the brightness just a little bit.
Yeah.
For us.
Maybe you could just do this. Yeah, maybe the brightness is a little too bright.
Do you have it up all the way?
Yeah. I could always zoom
really
in a little
bright.
Bit. So how about that? There you go.
Very nice.
So for something like this, I mean, if you're looking at performance, it's somewhere along the lines of someone wanting to watch a bunch of videos, do some work on Photoshop, do some work on Premiere.
Okay.
You know, so it works for that. But if you're getting a game on it, then you're a little bit short from that.
Yeah.
You know.
What kind of screen resolution do you get on it?
So it's the full HD. You got
nice.
1920 by 1080.
Okay.
And it has a couple of things going on for it. So aside from the resolution and some pretty good power behind it, you got some nice speakers here. They're all JBL. And you have an HD webcam and some other stuff here.
Okay.
You have this thing called Ultra Bay, which replaces the drives with SLI video cards.
Oh,
so
interesting.
You'll feel a little bit of the heat on the side. From here.
You feel that? Oh,
yeah.
You can
but
feel it coming
it more
up.
As
just a little bit.
Yeah, you'll feel a little bit more as you're working with more, like, you know, CPU-intensive applications like Premiere
yeah.
and Photoshop. But, I mean, for the most part, I mean, this is what it's for.
Yes, that's
but,
true. Now, speaking of Photoshop, it's really important that you're able to use the keyboard and the touchpad
right.
really, really well for
right.
those programs.
Right.
Do you like this keyboard and the touchpad?
So the keyboard is actually pretty nice, and it's a full keyboard along with some cursor keys here. I don't know if you guys can see this, but The number pad is actually, you know, nicely placed. The keys are a little bit smaller than what I'm used to because there's a little bit more spacing than what I'm used to seeing
right. With
other laptops. But the cool thing is it's also backlit, like
that
you expect
nice.
From other laptops. And then you have double gesture paste, so you have multi-touching on your trackpad,
cool.
So that's cool, right? So, but it still doesn't get away from the fact that it's in this weird spot
where
you know, it's a laptop, and then Windows is in this transition of going to touch, and Lenovo is like in this weird space where it's like, well, you know, this is a good laptop, and you provide a lot of value for the dollar.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, it does provide it, but it's in a weird you know, situation right now.
Yeah.
But it runs Haswell, so.
Oh, that's good. So you running a i5 or i7?
It's i7.
i7, yeah. Okay, great.
So when you're, at least for most of the apps that I'm running on here, it lasts for at least 6 or 7 hours.
Oh, wow.
And without when you're running a game or anything like that, something that's intensive, then you're looking at 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
So.
That's not bad.
Yeah, Haswell's doing its job, you know.
Yeah.
Outside of that, aesthetics-wise, you know, it's kind of a fingerprint magnet.
Yes.
So you're, I mean, when you're
looking, I did notice that on your trackpad.
Yeah, when you're
a little
dealing
bit.
With like aluminum, you know, brushed aluminum, it's kind of like, you know, you kind of get that feeling that you're going to have some kind of touch. I mean, if you could see this right here, there's a little bit of.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah. But I mean,
it's not too bad, though.
Yeah, it's not really that bad. And if you're okay with just kind of wiping it down, then it's not really much of a con.
Yeah, you know? And you're not going to get any problems with your screen either.
Yeah,
since
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not touch.
Too much. Yeah, that's a big thing.
So
too.
I guess you could look at that as a pro.
Yeah, it depends on, you know, how you look at it.
So other than the i5 and the graphics card, what else do you have on the inside? What other specs?
Well, they have this thing always on USB, so if you connect something onto it, even if the computer's powered off, mm-hmm. you can actually connect your smartphones or your tablets to power them on.
Ooh.
So it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's also the same way when there's still power inside the laptop. You can have it disconnected from the adapter and still have power in your laptop. So it almost acts as like a second battery. But
that's cool.
Yeah. But other than that, the performance is pretty decent. The sound is pretty good. I actually had some tracks over here.
Go ahead and play something for us.
Yeah, so here's one from...
And it looks like you have USB 3.0,
yeah.
Ethernet, that's
yeah.
nice, VGA
that's
connector.
So you can see this is not so tinny.
No, it's not. It's got a little bit of bass.
Yeah.
A lot more than what I have on my laptop, that's for sure.
Yeah, and this is...
Okay,
you know,
it's not that bad.
This is one of those songs that has, you know, amount of range
and
the vocals, they sound pretty crispy.
So what kind of ports do you have on the other side? I can't see those from there.
The ports here? Let's see. Can you see that right here?
So I got the 3.0.
I'm trying to look through the camera.
Do you have HDMI or anything like that on here?
There is HDMI out.
Okay, cool.
They have some ports on this side here. Yeah, that's actually USB 3.0.
Okay.
And then those are the fans. And
this,
you see fans on the other side too, so this thing blows air like nothing.
Cool. And then your other side.
The other side over here.
Yeah.
You got
these
guys here. And you have a VGA.
There's your
port.
HDMI. Okay.
Yeah. And then you have Ethernet, so that's always
cool.
Plus.
That's
and
not
you'd
bad.
Expect that from this kind of thickness from a laptop.
Yeah, no kidding.
So
what are your pros and cons for this?
So the pros, I'm going to have to go to my phone here because I just suck at memorizing all this stuff. and I have to unlock it because I suck. So the pros, I give it, it's a great value per dollar. It has a clean design and it has some nice multimedia features.
And the price is under $1,000?
For at least the
$819.
For where it starts, right?
Yeah.
And then it tops off at the $1,200 area.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's not bad at all, you know what I mean? But again, I keep talking about how where it stands in this whole marketplace. And then on the con side, it's non-touch, it's a fingerprint magnet, and then a battery drainer when you're using intense apps.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And it's heavy.
Yeah.
So and nowadays, we're starting to see more Ultrabooks. We're starting to see more touch-based stuff.
That's very true, Touch is becoming more and more important in this day and age. Not necessarily for gaming laptops, but for, you know, people that use it on a daily basis just for regular, you know, processing and whatnot.
Yeah.
So what is your verdict?
My verdict is a try.
A try, okay.
The reason why I say this is because of the fact that there are some people that really don't care much about touch. They're just
going
to do some work.
That's true.
And for the most part...
Some people probably just put Windows 7 on it.
Yeah, they're
good
just
going to
probably install Windows 7 on it, which would be viable for them. And for those people that are out there looking at this review right now, they're going to see this as, oh, okay, this is definitely something along the lines of what I'm looking for.
Yes.
You know, I want to play music, I want to watch videos, I want to be able to do some work on it. You know, I want to RDP to my machine, whatever.
That's very
That'll
true.
Be fine.
Yeah, I think it's a mid-range machine.
Yeah.
It's high-end, but in a mid-range of all the other high-end laptops that are available out there.
Yes.
Personally, it's not it wouldn't be my first choice, mm-hmm. just because touch is really important to me now. Now it is.
Yeah, and you're about to show us, you know, some products.
I am.
On touch,
yes.
Which
but
I'm very
before
interested in
we get
out.
To this, so we don't have an ad today. It's kind of nice. Yeah, I don't have to read any ads. It's great. So I'm going to go ahead and go. Thank you very much, Radford. By
oh,
the way,
thank you. Very much.
I'm going to go ahead and go and throw over to Greg, who has our next review.
Hi, I'm Greg with Twit and Before You Buy, and I'm reviewing the Razer Tiamat 7.1 surround sound gaming headset. So it's very well made, feels very sturdy. I wear a size 8 baseball hat, so I have a very big head, and it fits comfortably over my head. It should fit just about anyone comfortably. And comes with a volume dial that allows you to select specific channels and adjust the volume to whatever you would like. Another really nice thing about this headset is a retractable microphone that goes up into the left headset. So let's get into some of the specs of this headset. It comes with built-in 7.1 surround sound. It also has the ability to go to 5.1. The audio quality with this headset, I was actually really disappointed with. With 7.1 not really being supported natively by a lot of video games, and me not having a very great audio card, the quality of sound with this headset really suffered. The back channels were pretty muddy, but once I dialed it in, which thankfully this headset's so customizable, it was much better. Really, what it comes down to is, are you a competitive player who needs a microphone and needs to be able to hear someone coming up behind you? Or are you someone who wants to be immersed in the game world and, be able to hear the highest quality music and sound effects possible? Another thing I really liked about this headset is the separate control unit on the cord over here. You have options to mute your microphone, switch from 7.1 to 5.1 surround sound, or even turn the headset off and switch back to your computer speakers. And also, it's crammed with LEDs, and you can never have too many LEDs. So now, for my pros and cons. For my pros, it is very well made. Another pro would be the 7.1 surround sound. If you have the sound card and the capability to, get the most out of this headset, it can sound pretty darn good. And finally, the customization. Being able to select specific channels and mess with those levels, switch back and forth between 5.1 and 7.1, all from this little control unit, is really nice to have. And now for my cons. So if you're a real audiophile, the rear channels can get a little muddy and there can be a little bit of white noise, but it's nothing that can't be fixed if you don't have a good audio card, or if you go in manually and adjust the levels, or just go to 5.1. So for a buy, try, or don't buy, I'm going to give this a try. This is a great headset, high quality, and it's fairly cheap compared to other headsets of this caliber. I'm Greg with Before You Buy, and this has been the Razer Tiamat 7.1 Surround Sound Headset.
That's such a pretty headset. Okay, I kind of lied at the beginning. It doesn't really have LEDs all over it, but it does have a
Make
ton of
known.
LEDs on the remote.
Make it
Yeah,
known.
It's pretty boss though, right?
Yeah.
It's sick.
Yeah, with that many connections, you know what I mean? Every
it's very, very pretty. All right, so my review is next. I'm hopefully going to steal this product and take it home with me because I love this thing, but not to give it away what the verdict is. But this is the new Acer S7. I believe it's the 69 or 391 or something like that. I believe the product model number is. Anyway, this is the new Acer S7 2013 model, which is their upgrade from last year's model, obviously, and it also includes a new Haswell processor. So the inside specs of this guy, the one I got is the i5 model. It also has a 128 gig solid state drive. It's a RAID 0 drive, very, very fast. Great for, everything that you need to get into. And excellent Wi-Fi power. It also includes a webcam on the front. Not a bad webcam at all. I didn't use it that much, but it's great for Skyping and whatnot. And the resolution on this is full HD. It's 1920 by 1280. very responsive touchscreen too. So as opposed to yours, Radford, mine does have a touchscreen, and it's a 13-inch model. So the one that I received, this one is actually $1,399 on the market, so it's almost $1,400. They do have an i7 version. That one is almost $1,700, although you could probably get it cheaper if you go on Amazon or something like that. But on the Acer website, it's $1,700 for the top line one. The top of the line version also has a 256 gig solid state drive as well, which is very, very nice. I really like this machine, if I haven't told you that already.
Yeah.
So as far as the exterior of this guy goes, it does include the nice white Gorilla Glass on the outside. It still tilts all the way back. And it doesn't flex, too. It doesn't flex a whole lot, but you can still tilt it back and be able to lay it down and share the touchscreen with somebody if you needed to. I haven't needed to do that at all, but I did find it's really nice if I ever need to sit this down on my lap. And, for example, if I'm slouching over or something, it's very nice to be able to bend it as far back as I need it to go.
That's really nice.
It is IPS screen, so no matter which way that you tilt it, you can see it very well. Ta-da!
How does the hinges feel? Is it pretty solid?
The hinges are really sturdy, so I did read up on it a little bit. They used this crazy scientific information to be able to build this mechanism in it. So it doesn't bend. You aren't going to feel that it's flexing a whole lot when you're touching it. If I sit it down on a solid surface, it's not going to bend all over the place and shake. And it's not even going to tilt over because it's pretty evenly weighted on both sides, both on the keyboard side and on the screen side, which is really nice. And I also found that I really like the keyboard and the trackpad on this. So the keyboard, they changed it a little bit from the old version. On this one, it gives you a little bit more spacing. So whenever you're, you know, hitting everything down on there, whenever you're trying to type things in, you get a little bit more feedback. They moved it from, I think, 1 millimeter to 1.3 millimeters of feedback. So you get plenty of bounce back whenever you're typing on it. And it's also spaced out pretty well, so I don't find myself hitting the wrong keys all the time. Of course, I do have smaller hands, so got to keep that in mind. And it is backlit, so I don't have any problems with that. It's auto backlit, which there was one time when I was sitting in my living room and I had a problem with it actually registering to cut on the auto backlighting technology in it, but otherwise it was not a big issue. So, okay, there we go. So you can barely see it. You can see it with the Windows button down at the bottom, but it does backlight, and I can also have the I have the power to not only backlight it up as high as I need it to go, I can also lower it so that it completely blacks out.
Okay, so you can adjust the brightness in this?
Yeah, I can adjust the brightness, and that's a really useful option in here. The screen isn't too blurry. It's not going to glare at all whenever I'm, well, unless I'm sitting outside, which I did like once. And of course, you're going to have that problem in the sunlight. But otherwise, it's a fine screen. It's one of my favorite screens as far as laptops go on the market right now. And the weight of this, how much do you think it weighs?
Oh, God. I want to say half a pound.
Half a pound? Yeah. Okay, here, hold it. It's a little bit more than half a pound.
Wow. You know, I've been interested in looking at this thing. This thing is really...
Yeah. It's about 2.8 pounds, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's just the fact
so it weighs just a little bit more.
It's very... I mean, it just gives you that perception that it's very light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. It does. It's very light. It's very skinny. When I close it all the way, it's tiny. It's less than an inch thick. So no problems there. The ports on this included, there's a couple of USB 3.0s. There's an SD slot. There is an HDMI and a DisplayPort. I believe it's Thunderbolt on here, but correct me if I'm wrong. It might be Thunderbolt. There's also, of course, the regular one for your headset right there. Now, the battery on this is something that I was really, really amazed at. So the older one, the older version, got, I believe, less than 5 hours. It was not that great, especially for the market these days. This one, though, includes a battery power of a good 8 hours.
That's nuts.
It's nice.
That's
it's,
a work
of
day.
Course, it's not as good as a MacBook Air 2013 version, but this version for a Windows 8 laptop, it's pretty smooth. It's going to last you a nice long time. No problems there. Also, I should mention the trackpad on this. The model that I received had an old driver for the trackpad. I have a problem with things in Windows 8 where it's like inversed. I hate inverse scrolling. It drives me nuts. So I had to download a brand new driver on here. There was no easy way to get to that on this Acer laptop, so I had to go to their website and download a new driver. I don't think that's necessarily an Acer fault. I think it's just a Windows 8 issue. So any issues that I had software related, they were all things that I can customize in Windows 8 anyway. Mm-hmm. So once I got it updated, though, I was able to use the trackpad with no problems. It's nice and fluid, very easy to use, and I can use all those multi-touch gestures. I can use the forefinger touch somewhere. The scroll. Oh, there we go.
Awesome.
So I can use all the different multi-gestures on there. Really easy to use. Now, other than the CPU in here, it also has a Intel HD 4400 graphics. It's got 8 gigs of RAM, really nice. The 1080 IPS screen, of course. The battery is amazing, the solid-state storage with the RAID 0 setup, and then the webcam on the top. It also has a couple of speakers on the bottom. Right here, these are Dolby speakers. Hmm. I noticed whenever I'm sitting this on my lap and just typing away, the speakers don't sound that loud. They're very, very quiet. But when I do open it up and I put it on a solid surface like my desk, it gets a lot louder because you're getting that flat surface to make the sound go up and out instead of just straight down.
Yeah.
So that's something noticeable. Also, the fans are a lot quieter in this new model than last year's model, and they switched around the power button. So it's on the side instead of up here on the front.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so you're not going to accidentally press it or something like that, which was a big problem with last year's model. Now, let's go ahead and get into my pros and cons. So my pros with this, it's great battery life. I love that it's 8 hours of battery life. It's very lightweight at under 3 pounds, and it's got this excellent display. I absolutely love the display on this thing. I totally want to steal
it. What kind of display was it?
It's IPS 1080p.
Okay.
Yeah, full HD, so very, very pretty. And not bad for a 13-inch machine either, so it's pretty good.
It makes it look more sharper with a smaller screen, right?
Yeah. So. Now, they do sell a version of this outside the U.S., and it has a much better resolution on it, surprisingly. It's like, I don't remember the exact specs on it, but it is a higher resolution outside of the U.S. And my cons... the power brick on this thing is huge. I didn't bring it out here with me, but it's this big white thing that you have to plug in straight into your power supply. And unfortunately, it's not like a small one like this one, where it's just one teeny tiny cord with a 3-prong little connector at the end.
So does it hang
it's a
on
huge
the,
brick.
Does it actually hang on the outlet?
Yeah.
You know, it does.
It like hangs
the
on the outlet.
Hangs on the outlet.
Yeah.
It's not
and it's kind of
wood.
Heavy.
Oh,
it adds
okay.
like a pound. It's terrible.
So how's that possible? Like if there's going to be a brick.
I know. Yeah,
like,
you basically have to move
here.
All your plugs around to be able to plug it in. So it's kind of annoying, but, you know, it's not a horrendous issue with it. And then the other con that I had was the quieter speakers. They aren't that loud, but that's something that you're going to have to cope with an Ultrabook. Unfortunately, with this one, you do have to cope with that. So if I would give this a buy, try, or a don't buy, I would have to say buy. Duh. It's one of my favorite laptops on the market, or Ultrabooks. I absolutely love the thing. I think that the specs are really, really nice. And personally, I will probably buy my own if I don't get to keep this one, which I probably don't get to because I always have to ship the cool stuff back.
How much RAM was on that thing?
8 gigs.
8 gigabytes.
Yeah, 8 gigabytes of RAM.
On that form factor, that's nuts.
It's not bad. No wonder it's so fast. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
It's my baby.
That form factor and that weight
I bite hardware.
Completely like missed off the mark on.
I love this thing. It's so delicious. Okay. Well, that pretty much ends our show today. Thank you again to Radford. Thank you, Greg and Patrick, everybody, for reviewing everything today, and me, I guess. I'll be back next week hosting another episode of Before You Buy. But before we leave today, remember, you can always email me with your ideas for products that you want to see us review. You can email me byb@twit.tv. I'm also shannon@twit.tv if you want to get a hold of me there. And we have all of the YouTube reviews at youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. All of them are spaced out into their separate reviews, so you can share them all with your friends. And until next week, I'm Shannon Morse. Thank you for joining us. And remember, you gotta watch before you buy.